You're now listening to Red Fades to Black with Gina and Jared.
Jared needs a beer.
Yeah.
And welcome beer to another episode of Red Fades to Black.
Yeah.
That we apparently switched roles because I'm doing all of the like computer technical stuff and Jared's doing all of the band finding. He found all the bands for this show.
It's hard, huh? Gina does it so easily and well, and
yeah.
All I do is run into bands that either A, suck, B, are good with no downloads, Or C, I just can't find anything.
No, or C, have downloads but won't work.
So I'll leave Gina to be the band finder and such like that. And of course, we always encourage any bands or members of bands that are listening to the show, they can send their tracks or their MySpace page to redphasedblack@hotmail.com. As always.
As always.
Or you could read under fine lines of Jared doesn't feel like looking for a band, so come to us, which works sometimes as well.
Yeah, that's...
We get a good mix that way.
That's also real good, because Jared had to find all the bands this week, because I had absolutely no time to breathe, and he just got pissed off the entire time.
It's really throwing stuff around.
There was cursing, there was everything. And then I go on to, like, calm him down, and I find, like, two bands in 30 seconds.
See, your method's different than mine. I go into MySpace and just go through our friends and see who they are listening to and find people that way. You go into, like, a search engine.
I just do whatever I can to find.
Can we introduce
something.
That first band, by the way, speaking
of
bands?
Oh, snap. That first band was Sick, just S-I-C, as in, like, sick, as in, like, the grammar term. And, us. What was the song?
Reach Inside is the name
song
of the song.
Song called Reach Inside. Oh, and they're from Finland.
Finlandia.
Or Finland.
You can check them out at myspace.com/SIC. That was one of the first bands I found on my own.
Good job. Congratulations.
I'm a, I don't know.
All right.
I was going to say something before then. I realized that we didn't announce the band name. And that was a party
foul.
Yeah,
I knew something was missing. And I was like, oh, I wonder what it is. But that...
Oh, I was going to say, we used to use Pure Volume to find a lot of bands, but then Pure Volume sucked and changed.
Yeah.
And Reverb Nation isn't really useful to find bands accurately.
And MySpace is really a pain in the ass, too, but whatever.
So bands out there, if you like getting heard and you don't suck, send us your stuff.
Yeah, that way I don't have to get pissed off and then... Because I always feel like by the time I'll go through, like, a whole bunch of bands, and then by the time I'm, like, thoroughly pissed, like, I quit looking at, like, that... country or state or whatever, and like it, I feel like on like page like 13 or whatever page I would have stopped on, like the page after is when there's like a million good bands.
See, Gina gets pissed just for you.
I do.
For all you metalheads and hardcore kids.
Really, I really don't. But on occasion, when Jared has that time when, you know, we're looking for bands and nothing can download and nothing's good and crap, then we're just pissed.
I get pissed off easily.
Yeah, Jared gets pissed off easily. I don't get pissed off easily. You know, and I'm, like, pissed off.
I'm surprised I haven't, like, smashed my laptop at some point.
No, okay, well, wait. Jared had an old laptop, though, when I first met him, like, he's all like, here's my house, and here's my room, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm, like, 19 years old, and he's like, here's my old computer. There's a fucking stab mark from a pen in the screen because he stabbed the shit out of his computer. I was like, seriously? I'm dating this anger management kid? WTF.
There's people out there going, yeah, bitch, I did the same thing.
Torted.
I only stabbed it once.
Yeah, but that's once is enough when you're dealing with a computer.
I've had the urge to throw my computer out the window. Or against the wall, or down on the floor.
Crazy.
I used to throw stuff more often when I was a teenager.
Yeah, Jared, like, threw everything.
Through everything, yes.
Because there's that one story, but I'm not going to tell it.
Oh, that one, yeah. That doesn't involve me throwing things. That involves somebody throwing stuff at me. It involved computer parts.
I was thinking of a different one, but that one too, yeah.
What was the different one?
The other one.
Oh, you can tell me in between songs, and we'll decide if it's entertaining enough for our...
it's probably not entertaining enough.
Our loyal listeners. On that note, I think we're going to play a song.
Are we?
Because I like music.
Are you sure?
Yes, we're going to go to Germany for this next song.
Oh, Germany. What part of Germany do you know?
Doran.
Oh,
I even wrote the accents down.
Good job.
Doran, Germany. The name of the band is Evidence of Fear. The name of the track is Another Dead Hero. Check them out at myspace.com/evidenceoffear.
Yeah!
Is that recorded?
No, but now it is.
What?
Jared's disgusting, what? By the way. And that last band was...
That's oh, your cue. Evidence of Fear. Yeah. Yeah, they're out of that place over there where they have good beer in Germany.
Yep.
And Another Dead Hero is the name of the track. myspace.com/evidence of fear is the webby site.
Webby thing. Site. Let me see. Oh, can I check them off?
Yeah. Oh, yes, you can feel special and check off crap in my little...
checking it off. Yeah, and the little thing
fruity that... notebook.
Hey, I bought you this fruity notebook.
Speaking of fruity, I was hanging out with some friends the other night, and I went to, like, swat a moth, but apparently I did it in a really dainty way. They made fun of me.
Swat a moth.
Like, there was a moth flying around my
porch. Oh, swat a moth.
So I hit it, but I did it, like, yeah.
Gaily?
Like a gay little, like, meh. You know, here I am, I got, like, a metal t-shirt on, and, like, you know, my jeans and my, like, chucks.
Oh, I was gonna say, now, you don't have
some chains on and stuff, and, like, you know, like...
moth! Yeah. Jared matches today, I'm very proud of him. He has his red and black and white shoes on, he has his red and black and white belt on, and his red and black t-shirt on.
Just for Riff Fades to Black, baby.
And I think he brushed his hair today.
I attempted it. If any of you have long hair, which I'm sure a lot of you do out there, it's so irritating in the summer. Pisses me
off. My hair is longer than his, like, doubled.
We should have a segment of what pisses Jared off.
Oh my gosh, that would be the best thing ever.
I think our listenership would either just disappear completely or skyrocket through the roof. Just because there'd be a guaranteed segment of stupidity every show. And there would still be all the rock, metal,
it'll
and hardcore.
It'll be like the weekly whatever Jared, whatever has pissed off Jared that week, that's what he rants about on the...
Yeah, it'd be like Lewis Black on The Daily Show. Except
so
with, like, a metal view.
So what's something that pissed you off this week? Aside from the downloading of the bands.
I don't know, there was this person on MySpace who was, who posted a bulletin about grieving the loss of a friend who happened to be a juggalo, like a fan of ICP, and this person posted another bulletin because they were upset because somebody shot a comment at him saying that, like, oh, well, that's good, one less stupid juggalo on the planet or something, and, I don't know, it was just so asshole-ish that somebody would, you know, somebody actually dies and also another person who doesn't even know them can think about it is, oh, well... Those people like that kind of music that I hate, so good riddance to them.
Yeah, that is kind of dumb.
And that pissed me off, and I gave my 2 cents to the kid.
Of course you did.
I did, yes, and oddly enough, the kid's like, well, I thought about it, and you're right, and I really think that was an asshole-ish thing to do, and yeah, I wish I could apologize to that person. But you see it, you know, a lot of people say that, like, they'll just, you know, be like, oh, well, good for them, you know, something happens to somebody.
Well, I guess you know, some people say their automatic first thought and they don't think before they speak, and that's how shit gets started. Sometimes you do that, too.
Exactly, which is why I get pissed off.
It's why you get pissed off, it's why I get pissed off, because you don't think before you speak.
I have a segment if I give them a piece of my mind. It's not really pissed, so I guess it irritated me.
That wasn't pissed off. Like, I mean pissed as in, like, pissed.
I don't know.
Like, he was pretty irritated with the whole download thing. I heard about that for a while.
What was it pissed off, though? The internet wouldn't work.
Oh, he was kind of mad about that, too.
Irritates me. Sometimes I'll punch my desk.
Oh, you know what he was pissed about? The fact that it's hot.
Yeah, I get really pissed off in the summer.
Easily. Very easily pissed off because it's hot.
And some of you in places where it's hot all year round, probably like, who cares? But when you live in, like, you know, the place where you have every temperature possible...
Yeah, but
throughout
we have
the
every
year,
temperature possible in the wrong period of
we
time.
We have, like, negative 20 degrees... In 1 month, and a few months later, it'll be like 110, and it's like...
Yeah, that sounds about right. And it's, like, humid and stuff. The end.
The end, yes. That's the end of my rant.
This is probably going down in the history of one of the lamest shows ever.
I don't know if I was really pissed about that comment that that person made. It was
you
just
were.
Aggravating that people
you
would be so shallow and
pissed.
Stupid and have such a lack of regard for...
I need to do laundry.
What?
By the way.
I hate doing laundry. That's a reference to the band Psycho Stick. You should check them out if you have a sense of humor and it's still like metal.
Yeah.
Every once in a while I meet a metal fan who doesn't
once,
have a sense of humor.
A couple weeks ago?
Yes.
Every once in a while, I meet a metalhead.
Every once in a while, I meet a metalhead or a hardcore kid that's got no fucking sense of humor. And you just want to punch him in the face and be like, dude, get a sense of humor.
Yeah, like, they can go buy one at the store.
You can go pick one up in the corner store.
Can I have that sense of humor over there? The blue one? Yeah, that'd be great. Just wear that. $16? Okay, I got it.
16, and we just passed the 16-minute mark.
Yes, we did.
And that note, we're going to play another song.
Okay.
Because I'm pissed off, so I can't find my pen. Damn it.
Wait, I have it. Actually, no. Here it is.
Oh, you found it? Good.
Excellent. Got it.
So okay. This next band, I can't hold on to the pen.
This next band
is out of Italy.
Italy.
The name of the track is Sacrifice for Redemption.
Sacrifice for Redemption.
And Gina's going to repeat every damn thing I say.
Every damn thing I say.
And the name of the band is The Juliet Massacre.
Juliet Massacre.
Check them out at myspace.com.
No, wait, I found them.
The Juliet Massacre. Yes, we just haven't played them.
I found them.
Good for you.
I found them a while ago.
Piss me off.
What?
Summer shows and summer concerts.
Or lack thereof.
No, because there's always like a new one to take over where the old ones left off. But then the ticket prices go up, or the places change their names constantly.
There's this, if you're from Philly, you've heard of MMR. And they had this, it's called MMRBQ because of
how Whoa.
It was. But they had, it was like a, you know, a big concert. And someone I know paid $70 for a ticket. And I was like, I'm sorry, that's my salary.
You paid $70?
I can't afford
to go eat barbecue food that they probably had to pay for in addition.
No, it was basically just all bands. I mean, it's just called the MMRBQ. They probably had food and drinks and stuff there, but... I mean, STP was there, Stain was there, Everclear was there, and, like, a bunch of other bands I don't remember. But, like, STP just got back together, and obviously, you know, everyone's gonna go see them. And I wanted to. But, again, I'm broke.
It's like the cash cow. Somebody's like, oh, I need money.
What?
What do you think? They reformed it for fun?
Oh, right, that.
Kimmy, the dude is raging drug
but
addiction.
But then they came again, I think, into Atlantic City or something, and that sold out.
That's what a lot of people do. They'll bring back, like, their old band, because they know it's, like, instant, like, success again.
Or they just go out on their own. Kind of like Chris Cornell had Soundgarden.
Yeah, they all try that shit.
Chris Cornell had Soundgarden, and then Audioslave, and then he went on his own.
Of course, then with
the... Oh, he's headlining something. He's headlining Project Revolution. I think it's Linkin Park, someone else, and Chris Cornell.
I think the interesting tour to see, my big tour, would be the Rockstar Mayhem tour, which is taking the place of Ozfest. Because it took all of Ozfest's usual bands. I think, I want to say, like, Slipknot's headlining it or something, but I don't know the rest. Mm. Devil Driver, might be involved, I don't know. But yeah, Ozfest is a one-off date in, like, a festival in Texas, so that's pretty much dead and done, even though some people will have said for years that Ozfest sucks because it's not metal enough or some bullshit like that.
Well,
but, I don't know, I'll admit, you know, I went to, like, a couple of them, and some were good and some sucked, and some I didn't go, I heard... were really good or really sucked. But, you know, it's all good things come to an end, so I think it got a little bit over a decade out of that. Now there's new tours, but...
There's something else going on.
I haven't gone to concerts as often lately, because either ticket prices are ridiculous, or the openers suck, or the ticket prices are ridiculous.
It depends. Like, if you can get into the openers, then who cares? But, like, I don't know. Or I tried to get tickets for, like, a bunch of other things, and, like, they sold out or whatever, and, you know, the tickets are, like, $20, and then by the end of the thing, I buy two tickets, and I'm paying, like, $87, and I'm like, what the hell? It's supposed to come to $50
Of course, people go to see bands like, I heard AC/DC was going on tour, the tickets will be, like, $300. Or somebody else.
Because when I went to MSI, that was $25. Done. Got it. Fantastic. But then when I, like, looked online for something else, it was, like, I don't even know, ridiculous amounts of money for, like, all tickets.
CD prices are ridiculous. Gas prices are ridiculous. Concert ticket prices are getting ridiculous.
And I am still ridiculous. Broke. My salary did not go up at all.
Nope.
I am a broke, fake... radio DJ.
At least you don't like
podcast DJ.
At least you don't like bands like The Police, where they charge like $400 a ticket.
Yeah, that's
something ridiculous for like has-been music.
My dad was talking about that. He wanted to go see
Jimmy Buffett.
There's someone else too. I don't remember, but it was like $100. Like
Bob Dylan
or something. Not Bob Dylan. I don't remember. Opeth. Not Opeth. I don't remember, but it was like crazy amounts of money.
Crazy amounts.
Crazy good.
On that note, I think we've talked our faces off enough.
Are you sure?
To get to the next song, the final song of
What's
this episode.
Final song of this episode.
I don't know. Pick out a final song of the episode.
I don't know. You pick out a final song. I'm going this.
Business. Oh, you're working the controls.
All right, that's it. Good job. Good
All right.
Find that.
So this next band is a bit hardcore. They're out of Toronto, Canada.
What's their name?
MySpace.com/thistownisonfire. This town is on fire is the name, of course. The name is not MySpace.com/thistownisonfire. And the name of the track is Brazen. Yes, there's spaces in there.
Oh, right.
Gina's learning how to type.
Well, I read the MySpace and, you know, I still
haven't found it yet.
Just give me a second.
There you go.
That's called Brazen and Everything. Okay, cool.
The singer's a little ridiculous, and you're not dragging anything.
I'm not dragging, because we're still recording, genius. All right. So now that Jared sucks ass, Jared, say goodbye to all of our listeners. Jared, stop sucking it live.
Yep.
Say goodbye to all of our listeners.
Thank you for listening.
There we go.
And all that good shit.
All zero of our listeners.
Tune in with zero plus a billion.
Exactly.
Exactly. Thank you again. Support you on the ground. Tune in next week.
Constructs all stuff out of your